To review certain of the things that we spoke about yesterday, and then to finish off the sugya. This is a very interesting and important sugya, both for understanding various inyanim of bdikas chametz, understanding a very important halacha, which is nechalin ishtas mitzvah mona, which is something that the more you learn about it, you'll see infiltrate so many things that we do and so many halachas in Shulchan Aruch, and see how the two come together. Now, the background that has to be emphasized, without which the sugya doesn't make sense, I mentioned yesterday, is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph begins with a mitzvah called a mechuya bedavar, motzeis harabim yidei chavosim. That if I'm mechuya in shofar, I can be motzei a bar chiyuva. That means I'm a man, I'm mechuya in shofar, I can blow shofar another man. But my wife, who is not mechuya in shofar, if she does it, it's a mitzvah reshus, she cannot be motzei a man. Her level of chiyuv is lower. Now, because of that, Gemara has a problem. Let's say I was already Yotzei Mitzvah Shofar. I blew Shofar. And now I want to blow for somebody else. But I'm not longer a Mechuyah Bedover. I was already Yotzei the Mitzvah. So how can I be Motzei somebody else? Now that, Gemara says, yes. Kol HaBrachos Kulon Yotzamotzi. Chutz mi Birkas Alechem, Birkas Hayayim. Now, the reason, the question is an obvious question. I'm not a Mechuyah Bedover. How can I motzi a Sarab Nidei Chavosim? So Rashi says, Ko Yisrael Arevim Zelazah. Because I'm responsible for you. What does that mean? And the Ran there is probably the most explicit of all the Rishonim. It says, my mitzvah of shofar is not only that I should blow shofar. I have to make sure that every Jew who I can help to be Yotzei shofar is Yotzei shofar. And kol zman I haven't helped every Jew be Yotzei shofar, my mitzvah shofar is incomplete, and I'm still a mechuyah bedavar. Just, if you stop and think the deep implications for us, what that means, it's unbelievable. Because of that, we'll see. Some Rishonim say there's no difference between mitzvahs atzmo, mitzvahs achayim, because mitzvahs achayim is always mitzvahs atzmo. Now, with this in mind, we have a Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. First, the Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says, "Amaskir ma'as chavero." You take a look at the Ran there. The Ran says, the Chiddushei Ran, it's very simple. There's a reason to Mechayev the Maskir. It's Chamir Adidei. It's a reason to Mechayev the Socher. Chamir B'Shusen. So the question is, there was a reason for Chazal to Mechayev one of them. Which one of them? The Gemara ends up, it depends. Sirus and Mafteach. Okay. Now the question is, there was a reason to Machayev this one, a reason to Machayev the other one. When they're Machayev, the Maskir, if he does it, let's make it easy, he does it the first thing in the morning on Yudalad. So, does it mean, and therefore the Socher is not Shaykh, the Socher is Shaykh. Comes along the Ran, Yatsa Gemara, Davav Amidaleh. What does Gemara Daf Vav and Aleph say? It's also similar to Gemara Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph. So if I have Chem Social Nochri, if I have a Jew's Chometz and my Rishus, I have to build a Mechitza Yud Fochem around it. Meaning, that's only Chem Social Nochri. If it's Chem Social Yisrael, I have to get rid of it. Now there are two ways to understand why I have to get rid of it. I have to get rid of it simply. Midrabbanan, I'm not allowed to have chometz that I know about on my rishus. Or if The Ran doesn't say that. He takes it much further. There's a chiyuv bedikas chametz on my rishus completely. The moment I have to get rid of all the chametz in my rishus. It is, if there are two people, so they gave preference to the maske. It's only preference to the maske. But if he doesn't do what he was supposed to do, I'm not interested. I'm out of town. I can't do it. So then the socha picks up his chiyuv. So what happens? I rented on your dalet. Either he told me, or I had reason to believe that it was botuk. Now I find it's not botuk. So there's no shaila that I personally have to do b'dikas chometz. Because the Gemara dav vavam at aleph, and the Gemara yugimel on aleph. It's no question. The question is, can I say, listen, I had reason to assume, maybe you even told me, that it was botuk. It's a mekach tos. I never went into it on this basis. The answer is nechil and ishlatz mitzvah. No. You don't go back into jail just because you're stuck with a mitzvah that you thought you were potter from. I have to maybe have to spend money. You don't go back on a deal just because you have to spend money in a mitzvah. No. Says the Ran, and since the socher's been mekayim mitzvah atzmo, so therefore he has no basis for ask the maske to pay for it. It's the socher's mitzvah. So, as far as the Ran is concerned, in this sugya, nechal elin shel asos mitzvah b'mamona means, I don't mind. If I have to spend money on my mitzvah, I spend my mitzvah. It has nothing to do b'chlal with mitzvah sacherim. Nothing to do with b'chlal with mitzvah sacherim. This is how the Ran. Now the Ran brings Tosis. And he brings the Acherim Omrim, which is the Ramban. What is Tosis? Tosis is puzzling. Tosis says we're talking about Yud Gimel. What is it? Because Yud Gimel, it is the Maskis Mitzvah. So, let's just see what Tosa says. So Tosa, the Rash, he says in the name of the Rash, but let's just see what Tosa says. Nir l'Rashba, v'shlosh osari, d'bar bosa on maske livdok. Now wait 1 second. What are we talking about here? And here, if you take a look, when the Ran brings it, Tosus is a Chedush Yan Shishen on the side of the Rif. Let's see what the Chedush Yan Shishen says. Afal Gav. The Kotev Le... No. Ratzalama. The Imairi Shema Hiskiro B'yom Yudalit U'Belayli Shildad Hoya B'bei B'ayas Mamish B'cheskes Hamaskia. So he says he rented him on Yud Gimel. And since he rented it to him on Yud Gimel, the mitzvah is the Socher's mitzvah. But he thought he was potter. So you don't go back in a deal. But wait a second. Let's say he rented it to him on Yud Dalet. Because he rented him on Yud Dalet. So it's the Maskis mitzvah. And the Maskis says, I'm not interested. I'm out of town. I got he's off in Melbourne, Australia, the mosque. You're here in Yerushalayim. You walk in on your dalit. The contract says your dalit. You make the Kenyan your dalit. It's his mitzvah. And poof, there's a piece of bread on the table. It's the maskus mitzvah, the socher. Wait, and we do not apply the halacha of nechalin ishlatz mitzvah mamona. So what is the Rash saying? The Ri, Toz Rabbeinu Peretz is the name of the Ri. What is the Rash and the Ri saying? The Rash and the Ri is saying, says, we apply nechalin ishlatz mitzvah mamona to my mitzvah. It doesn't apply to your mitzvah. Now, if I would take Toz's kipshuto, some people do that, there's a big discussion, and therefore, on your dalit, I'm not interested in doing your mitzvah for you. It's your mitzvah. I'm a satircha. It's I have to spend money. I'm not interested. Goodbye. And therefore, it's a mekach tos. Since I, the nechali inish, that's mitzvah b'mona, doesn't apply here, it ends up, so I have no interest in it. I have no interest. It's a mekach tos. So is the pashtus of tosis. So then Tos is making a very key chilek here and saying, Nechal inishla the mitzvah of Mamona, when it's to my mitzvah, I don't mind tircha, I don't mind spending money. Your mitzvah, I'm not interested in tircha, I'm not interested in spending money. What about if there's no tircha, no spending money? Then Tos doesn't talk about it. That's the pashtus of Tosis, which would overlap him with what we saw in the Rosh and the Mordechai. The Rosh and Mordechai have a halacha. And that's a halacha that I go into a shul, I find a talis. I go into a shul and I find a talis, and what do? I don't have a talis, so I'll pick up the talis and use it. Says the Rosh, I can do it. So therefore, it's as if the owner of the talis allowed me to use it, and I have, and it's a talis shulam. Same thing with tefillin. But the Gemara Bar Metzia says doesn't apply to a sefer. Why? Because it may get torn. Means enochanami. Mitzvah sacherim, I don't mind, because he's getting that from Yudchesim and Beis and Bechoros, which we'll see. But he says, I don't mind that. Mitzvah sacherim to lose money on, have a tircha. It's exactly what the Gemara says, Dalam and Beis. No. Mitzvah sa'atzmi, yes, not Mitzvah sacherim. Enech nami. He takes the Gemara and Bechoros, Yudchesim and Beis, that says, there's implicit das mashal for to be mashal mokum to the Kohen, so I can make my own mitzvah of the Sinas Bechor. So it applies to Mitzvah Zachayim. But it doesn't apply if there's a Hefzer or a Tircha. That's how he interprets the Gemara there in Bamatzia. And that fits with what we just said as Tosfos on Dalet on the base. And then comes along the Ran and brings a sheet to the Ramban. Now, here you have to be very careful with the sheet to the Ramban. The Ran brings it one way, similar to the way Rabbeinu David brings it. Ramban said a very, very simple thing. That where is the point of departure, the Nekudas HaMachlokas, between the Ramban and the Ran? The Ran says the socher, if when he does the biggest chometz, is doing the socher's mitzvah. The Ramban says no. When they said the masker, it says they took it away from the socher and they gave it to the masker. The socher is doing the masker's mitzvah. And, yes, what is he saying? Different than the Rosh. I'll do your mitzvah, and I'll be matriyachanin. And I'm doing your mitzvah, I'm laying out money. I'm not losing money. I'm laying out money on the tenai that you give me back the money. Nechanami. That's what the Ramban says. Ramban does not, the way the Ran quotes it, it doesn't mean that the masket promised him anything or made a tenai about anything with him. No. So, that means the Rosh says, if I go into shul, I find a talis, and it's all neatly folded. And then I put it on and I use it. So, nechlein shen mitzvah mona. But I have to fold it back. If I don't fold it back, no. Why? Nechlein shen mitzvah mona does not apply that I have to be matriarch. And Rabban says it does. It does apply. See, this Ramban, the way the Ran and Rabbeinu David quoted, is very, very clear.
says
the Ran, and neither the Ran or Rabbeinu David make any mention kol shehu that he made it tonight. Just fakir, we'll see in Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says like this. For Rab Mori Neru, my Rebbe, which is the Ramban, she avim omelo belosh tnai, even he makes it tnai. He has shayla, lo linyan tashlumim. It makes no difference, he says, I made it tnai or I didn't make it tnai. He says, that's an irrelevancy. The question is, the vade parshu, tzer tzorich l'shalem lo schar habedika. Ela ha-she'ela, what is the shayla? It's a shayla of what? Mefich tos. I told you it's bodek, and it turned out not to be bodek. Parsha Rabbi and Abai said, lo have mefich tos. Shem hu tzor chlas is bai is a torach shem mitzvah. Anybody, he says, it's not like a mum. The nechalei, because I want to do a mitzvah with my goof and my mom. And if I said I want out because of mefich tos, I want out for a different reason. It's not this reason.
I don't have to lose money to do someone's mitzvah. He has to pay me for it. He has to pay me for it. I'm not mechuyev to do it.
Lo amru l'shein adov etzlo mum, but it's not a mum to mevatel l'mekach. But if his chavid does not want to do it, he can't be mevatel l'mekach.
I can complain to you. You owe me money. I didn't have to matriach for you. But that's all.
Now, this is how the Ran and Rabbeinu Dafne. That means it's not Davgev his Masna. It makes no difference. Yes, Hasna, no Hasna. You take a look the way the Magen Mishnah quotes it. The Magen Mishnah quotes it a different way. The Magen Mishnah says like this.
Because b'shem Ramban the pshita le the vade barli shlumin like my the yisim cave and the hani behade because I was mahani him
had it avol cave and the isne behade he made it tonight. That means only because he made it tonight. That what might one. Might have interpreted the Magen Mishnah this way, might have interpreted the Ramban that way. So if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says like this. Tov Lamed Zayin. Hamas kibayis l'chavero cheskes bodek v'limtz sheine bodek tzoch l'livdok v'eno mekach tos v'il mokm shabotchum b'skar sh'ayim mitzvah hu ose. He doesn't say it's the 13th, he doesn't say it's the 14th. The pashtus of what he says is straight the run. Comes along the Ramah and says like this. Yeshomrim, Trach Lachsalo Scharbedika, Hogel, the Hisna Bahade, Shehe Bodok. So, what does the Ramah say? He's quoting the Magen Mishnah. He's not quoting the Ran's version of the Ramban or Rabbeinu David's version of the Ramban. He's quoting the Magen Mishnah's version of the Ramban. Because he told him it was Bodok, that is why he has to. pay him. Apparently, if he didn't say anything, he doesn't have to pay him. So, first of all, comes in the Gra and makes a very simple point. Before we understand what the Ramah wants, he says, wait one second. If you take a look in the three places in Shulchan Aruch that we discuss, Nechal English, Hatzumis, and Mona, where do we have it? We have Hilchas Tzitzis, Hilchas Chometz, and we have it also in Hilchas Lulav. And there's a Ramah there in all these places. He says there's a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. According to the Machaber, he doesn't believe in the klal of the Rosh. He does not believe in the klal of the Mordechai. Nechal Eilin Shlatzos Mitzvah Mona means even Mokam Hefsid. And even Mokam Tircha, says the Gra, where is he coming from? What's the Mokka for such a halacha? The Mokka for such a halacha is Bechoros Tafnon Chesam Ralef. That means I am not going to sell my animals until before Yontif, even though someone owes me a better price. Why not? Because I'd rather have my animals being used for somebody else's carbon. Apparently, says the Gra. Worrying about someone else's mitzvah, I even have to lose money on. Since that's the Mechaber. Now, the moment the Gra says that about the Mechaber, so if this is what the Mechaber is, and let us look carefully, the Mechaber's halacha, and maybe this is pshat Nuran even. Not that the Socha is doing his mitzvah, so is doing the Maskah's mitzvah. Wait a second, I can't say that. Because then he had no raya from the Vavim and Aleph. So it's the third shita. And we'll see there are, and we'll see it's not strange among Rishonim to have this third sheet. Now, but the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, Yeshom, and he says in the name of Yeshom. So here the Magen Avraham says, Ho v'hisna lo b'tchila. Tzakosha. He says, he quotes the halacha siman reish lamed beis if hey, mum sheinu beguf hamekach, he takes off the price. So he says, yeshlom adohotza mari lo hisna, ocha afilu hisna hamekach chayim. That if he didn't make it tonight, then he has to pay him for the bdika. No question. If he did make it tonight, it's still not a mekach tos. He has to pay him for the bdika. So that's so. What is the pashtus of the Magen Avraham? The pashtus of the Magen Avraham is that benkach u'benkach, yes tonight, no tonight, it's not a mekach tos. Benkach u'benkach, masna or not masna, no matter what. He has to pay him. Medina Choshe Mishpan. So if it's Medina Choshe Mishpan, so why in the world when Mars is going to Nechal Nishat? Because that's why it's not a Mekach Tos. I have to lay out money. I'm getting money back. Who said I'm willing to do that? The Ramah says, since in the end they don't lose money, so I say yes. That is the pashtus of the Magen Avraham. You take a look at a whole bunch of Achronim. They want to make a difference. Tanai or not Tanai. You take a look in the Be'er Halacha here. It says Kruah. It says completely not. The Magen Mishnah is based on the Ramban. And that's my Mishnah Ramban. And that's where the Ramban is coming from. Said the Magid Mish, he says. And the way we see from the way the Ritva quotes the Ramban, others quote the Ramban, there's no difference. Yes, no. Now the question is a very simple question. If you take a look in Rabbeinu David, Rabbeinu David raises that problem. The very beginning of Rabbeinu David. Yesh Mefarshim, says Rabbeinu David, Lav Davke Bechazke Shehu Boduk. Shem his name of a favor, Shehu Boduk Pshita, Shem Atzo Shehna Boduk Shemekach Toz. If I stipulate, I said, listen, I'm only doing it on this basis. So, and it's Dovah Parshat. That's what Prichodesh says. That's what the Nesivis Mekol Chaim says. It makes no sense. I said, I want a Boduk. I didn't get a Boduk. So I said, no, I made such an, I can make it any I want. So what's the worry behind Rabbeinu David who disagrees and all the people say the Ramban disagree? Answer is we have to go back to what we learned about in Perek HaKosev. Masna Mashakosev B'Torah. What is a T'nai and what is not a T'nai? There are three things that are possible. A T'nai is I take two independent events, the Maisa and the T'nai. Hari at Mekudeshesli Amanaz Shetitin Li Mosayim Zuz. I want to be Kudeshes. And I want you to give me Mosayim Zuz. Two separate things. And I'm tying the two together. That's what I mean. Tonight, that's the Gemara when we learn Shtoris and the Filchasim and Beis. That you test them and Beis. That nine mil sachriti. Something else. That is one Maha. That, this is not such a tonight. There's another type of nai. Hiram Mukudesh Amashen Shok Susiona. Some Rishonim say, I want to create a different type of issues. I want to take a different. That's not here either. But I'm just saying, my das is, I want it this way. And we say, you want it this way, but the day, since you're a good from Jew, you really don't care. It's not enough to make an Amet Kutah. Say, but the day, it's a Rob B'nai Yotam. And that is, take a look in Be'er Halacha, he says, it's clear that this is what the Ramban says. Prichodesh, he disagrees. He wipes away Prichodesh, and the Mekor Chaim says they didn't have all this form. Let's say what the Ramban is saying. This is Pachos. Now let's just try to understand. Let's finish up. Nechalei Lenish Mitzvah. So what the Gra ends up doing is creating a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Ramah is of the opinion, Nechle Enlish and Mitzvah Mimona does not apply where there's a Hefsin Mammon or even a Tircha. And that's the reason you have to fold the talus back, Hilchos Tzitzis, etc. The Mechaber says no. Even if there is Hefsin Mammon, even if there is a Tircha, I have to do it. Different is how I learned Pshat in the Gemara in Bechoros Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Okay. Now, where's the Rosh coming from? Gemara in Bar Metziah Daf Chof Tesamid Beis. But if you take a look in Rishonim, yeah, there are a bunch of Shitas in Rishonim. One group of Rishonim says, wait a second. Ein Echanami. For Mitzvah the Acherim, I wouldn't mind. But, wait one second. I gave you Sefer Torah to learn, so you can use it. Or someone else can use it. What do I gain by someone else? You use it. So Mitzvah the Acherim, I have by you. Number one. Number two. The Ritva there says not. What is the whole issue there? Maybe it'll get torn. If it gets torn, I'm not using your mitzvah at the expense of my mitzvah, because then I lose my mitzvah. It's a torn Sefer Torah. And I'm not. And I go to my mother, says the third mile. He says, I can't be Makayim my mitzvah if I'm unaware that I'm doing it. Okay.
So mitzvah d'achayr is like mitzvah satzma. But just mitzvah satzma, I have to be aware I'm doing the mitzvah. If you take my talis, and I'm not aware of it, and you use it, I don't have any kin mitzvah tzitzis. If I'm aware of it, so part of my kin mitzvah tzitzis is enabling you, says that gospel. But if I'm not aware of it, I don't have my kin mitzvah. I'm a mesasik b'yama. You don't reply. This is the general gedarim of Nechel Nishat Mitzvah. This finishes the current sugya. It's a shorter shiur today. Mitzvah Shembli Neder. Tomorrow we'll begin. We'll go very light, you know, through all the limud and the certain points. And then what I really want to begin is the Gemara Daf Hey Amit Beis. Tana Rabbanan Shivas Yom Masolo and Vatav Batecha. We'll begin. We'll go lightly through the Limudim tomorrow, making certain points that are important. We've already done that. And we'll skip all the, whether Havara L'Chalek Yotza, I'm concentrating on Pesach and Yonim, whether Havara L'Chalek Yotza, Mito Chudra L'Tzor, Chudra Shalom L'Tzor, we'll skip all of that. We'll begin the Tana Rabbanan. And then we'll get down to all sorts of very interesting halachos if I'm a shomer on chametz. We'll continue with the Shembli Neder tomorrow.